Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Artist Ronelle White Buffalo says she wants to communicate the traditional Lakota symbols in a modern, contemporary, and abstract way. Her paintings and prints have included abstract images of feathers and headdresses with a mix of red, black, white, blue, and yellow. White Buffalo grew up on the Rosebud Reservation, recently moved to New York City from L.A., and she's been gaining a national and international reputation for her work. She spent three semesters at Northern State University in Aberdeen before a professor convinced her to pursue art professionally, and so she transferred to Iowa State University in Ames. She's back at Northern State University this week working with students. There's also a new exhibit of her work at NSU's Lincoln Gallery. There's a public reception today from 4 to 7. She joins us on the line. And Ronelle White Buffalo, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi.
How does it feel to be back at Northern State this week?
It's a blast from the past, but it's a lot of fun. Feel right at home.
A blast from the past? Are you going back to some of the places that that you were when you were going to school?
Yeah. There's a lot of new places, though. Things have changed.
Well, what have you been doing with the students this week?
I'm working on a collaborative print with them, so we've been doing that this week. I worked with the drawing and the painting students. I gave a little presentation to the art history class about how to market yourself on social media as an artist and how to utilize, you know, things like Facebook and Instagram as an artist.
And that's the sort of thing that you have experience with now.
Yeah.
So you have a lot to share with them. And it wasn't that long ago that you were a student. It must be kind of interesting in that aspect to be working with students.
Right. I look about the same age as them. I look that way anyway, so it's kind of intimidating in some ways.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about your work. Your paintings tend to be abstract, but yet looking at them, it's still apparent that they're very rooted in traditional Native American and Lakota art. When did you start developing this approach?
It started when I lived in Los Angeles, and I was just kind of painting for myself. I posted it on Facebook, and I did kind of like a buffalo head, and in an abstract kind of the style that I do now, and it just kind of the response was really great, so I just kind of went with it, and it evolved into what it is now.
So you found, I guess you'd call it your voice as an artist?
I definitely found my voice as an artist, yeah.
And what was that... That journey like? How long have you been working in art? I'm assuming that perhaps this is something that you did when you were a little girl, that you were working with art.
Yeah, so it's been about, I mean, I've had this dream, like this is my dream job, and I've been dreaming about it since I was a little girl. So I've never really wanted to do anything else but be an artist. And so to finally find my voice, which happened around like 3 years ago in Los Angeles, I kind of, you know, it's definitely a dream come true. I went to college for it and whatnot, but yeah, it's awesome.
What sort of things were you doing when you were a little girl?
I mean, I would do anything. Like, I loved all the arts and crafts stuff. So I loved painting and watercolor. I did a lot of watercolor throughout high school. And drawing. I was just constantly doing something creative.
Were you encouraged when you were going to school?
Yeah. I'm growing up. With my grandma, she would draw paper dolls and things like that for me. And anything that I wanted her to draw, she would draw and show me how. And, you know, I had the same teacher from elementary through high school as the art teacher. And he's had a major influence on me, Mr. LaBeouf. And he kind of encouraged me all the way through, and without him, I wouldn't, you know, I don't think I would have been an artist that I am today.
And he was your teacher in White River?
Yeah.
And then I was also reading, and I mentioned it in the introduction there, that when you were going to Northern State University, there was a professor there that convinced you to pursue art. So it sounds like you had the right people, the right teachers along the way to really help you out.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still very connected to everybody back here. Even when I went off to Iowa State, I was still very connected to the professors here. So it's good to be back.
Is that important to you now to help younger artists then when they're coming up? Like, for example, when you're working with the students at Northern State?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I learned along the way, and some of the things that I had to learn the hard way. And I would like to make, you know, it easier on not only the younger artists, but kind of give feedback to my peers as well. And I hope that I get the same kind of, you know, feedback from them as well. It kind of, you know, karma.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with artist Ranelle White Buffalo. She's back in South Dakota. She's at Northern State this week working with students. There's also a new exhibit of her work at NSU's Lincoln Gallery. There's a public reception today from 4 to 7. Ranelle White Buffalo, do you think of yourself as a Lakota artist or an artist who just happens to be Lakota?
That's a good question. I guess a Lakota artist. The subject of my paintings are very much Native American influenced, but that's not necessarily what they say all the time. But I definitely, part of where I come from is a huge part of who I am and what my art is. So definitely a Lakota artist, I think.
So it's an expression of yourself as a contemporary Lakota woman?
Yeah, definitely.
And what do you want your art to communicate to others? What do you want them to see in your work?
I just kind of want to bridge the gap and create like a conversation in terms of all different cultures. So I think that a lot of the symbolisms that we use means different things in other realms, but also it also means similar things in some other cultures as well. So I kind of want to just open a dialogue between people.
Do you have favorite symbols or images that you like to work with in your paintings?
I really like circles. just varying circles and varying lines. I think that can represent, you know, just a simple thing can represent something huge.
And I mentioned I was looking at some of the work on your website. Looked like sort of abstract images of headdresses.
Right.
And when did you start doing those? Is that a series or just something that you like working with?
It's something that I like working with. Eventually, I would like to kind of do installation and sculptural work with those. With those headdresses, because I also see them as like a passage or a portal in some ways, and I think it would be really great to kind of make them larger. And so I definitely plan on keeping on doing them and kind of translating them in multiple ways.
Now, I mentioned that you were recently in L.A. before you moved to New York City. What was it that brought you to Los Angeles?
The weather. Yeah.
Were there other things that you thought you could pursue in the art world in L.A.?
Definitely. I mean, I after graduating, I was like, I can go anywhere I want, because I knew that I would be able to create art anywhere. So I was looking at all the major cities in the United States, and I'm kind of attracted to, you know, the city. And I thought LA would be a good place just because of the weather, and I knew that people buy art there, so kind of have to go towards that direction.
And one of the things that you did while you were there, you had an outdoor mural?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that. How did that come about?
So I did some mural work with Red Bull. It's a program called Latte Grafica. They had about 10 artists, and every month an artist was featured and did a mural launch. So I was picked, and I was the first and only woman artist that has been in the program so far. Hopefully they'll have another next year, but to work at that scale was, and to work with other artists that are, you know, beyond amazing is pretty awesome.
What was the response to that that piece, to the mural in LA?
I mean, I had a really good turnout, and it's still up, so I guess it's pretty good. I have some people that send me pictures every time. It's right on Sunset, so people often see it, and I think the LA Marathon went past it, and so just the visibility of it is pretty overwhelming.
So that's probably, would you think, probably your most seen work?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you said that you moved to Los Angeles for the weather. You live in New York City now?
Yeah, yep. I moved there in October without thinking of the weather.
The weather, the other things are more important than the weather?
Yeah, I figured, you know, I'm young. I need to switch it up, challenge myself a little. And you know what they say, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And I'm bound determined to.
So what sort of opportunities have you had since moving to New York City in the past just a few weeks or a few months ago?
So when I go back, I think that week the Met is having a Native American exhibit on the Plains Indians, and so I will be showing. I was part of a documentary last year. They filmed it called Rising Voices. And they're taking part of that, the clip that I'm in, and they're showing it at the Met for one day. So it's less than 5 minutes long, but it's still pretty exciting.
Yeah, this all seems very, very exciting for you. Is this this was the sort of thing that you were imagining when you were a little girl on Rosebud?
No, I never could have thought that I would have been, you know, have done some of the things that I have done. And it's really, I don't know, very humbling. It makes me very emotional to think about everything that I've done in my life.
Now, you're still a young artist. Do you have any idea as far as where your artwork might go next?
I definitely want to explore different mediums, and I'm still kind of learning my painting process, and I want to create a little bit more dimension to what I do. I mean, I would love to do more murals, and I am looking at residences. I've never been out of the country yet, so I would really love to get out of the country and explore what that's about.
Now, as I mentioned, there's the exhibit of your work at Northern State. You mentioned the print that you're working on with students there. What else is in that exhibit?
There's a print, and it's mostly paintings, but of all different varying sizes.
Well, Ronelle White Buffalo, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and best of luck in your future, and I'm excited to see what happens next for you.
Great, thank you.